single morning when I wake up.
We listen to you in the morning. We love you.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Morning.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Welcome to what we call Friday Junior around here. And to everybody texting in asking if there's going to be a Love Trap follow-up to this morning's Love Trap. Absolutely. Tuesday at 7:20, we will talk to Adrian again and see if she got anything else out of our man Cooper.
It sounded like he was ready to talk, but just not talk on the air about what happened. But I am dying to know, as is everybody else, what he did. I mean, he said, I pick you. I love you. But we need to have a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I love you. I choose you. Know that. But we need to have a heart-to-heart. Well, okay, so it sounds like you chose a couple of people.
There's trouble.
So Tuesday morning, we'll follow up with Adrian and see if she knows anything else. Hey, what shows are you watching right now on TV? Any good recommendations? I know all of us are watching some things right now. And if you are and you want to recommend them, shoot us a text and we'll talk about it next. Hang on.
Hey! Come on, morning when you wake up. Big
Bay
Morning.
All right, who's watching what? Any good show recommendations? Well, now we're really stuck in the house. We cannot be out there with the smoke.
It's twice as bad now that you can't even go outdoor dining or walking around now. So you're right. You got to double down on your TV binging.
I will tell you that I binged both seasons of Cobra Kai on Netflix in 2 days. It is so cheesy, but it is so good. Oh my gosh.
It's so weird when you start hearing about a show. That is trending right now. Everyone is talking about it. And everyone keeps saying the exact same thing that you just said, Benny. They're like, you have to watch it. I warn you. It is super cheesy, but you won't be able to stop watching it.
And I don't get hooked on shows often. I don't know. It's hard for me to, like, become addicted to a show. And this show, I just totally binged it. You know, they're like 25-minute episodes. So back to back to back to back to back.
Okay, and that's the best thing ever. When the episodes are under 30 minutes or at 30 minutes, it's so much easier to watch.
And Vanessa, my wife, was doing the same, like kind of laughing at me because she would just walk by and, like, see the cheesiest scene. Like, oh, you're watching this? But she doesn't she doesn't get it because she didn't grow up on Karate Kid. So if you haven't heard of Cobra Kai, it's a spinoff of Karate Kid, you know, 30 plus years later, it's their life. So Daniel LaRusso is in it, and it's where he is now. His enemy from the original Karate Kid, Johnny, is in it. It's really actually about Johnny. And then Daniel LaRusso, I think, would be second to the show, but it's really good.
Is it like scripted reality, or is it completely scripted?
No, it's scripted. It's an acting show. No, it's not supposed to be reality.
No, I know, but there are some that are scripted reality shows that they're scripting it, but it's supposed to be reality.
No. I mean, it's not supposed to be the same story of, you know, a continuation of Karate Kids, but it's good, and the soundtrack is super awesome because they still play like these 80s like rock songs that, you know, was full of, and even just the pop ones, like It's a Cruel, Cruel Summer.
Greatest song.
What was it, Bananarama or something like that?
And by the way, it's a very appropriate for right now. It is a cruel summer. It has been a very cruel summer.
So, Cobra Kai, if you grew up on Karate Kid, I highly suggest that show. What are you watching, Greg? Anything?
You know what? I just finished binge watching I May Destroy You on HBO. It is a crazy show. A lot of people are on that currently. I just started a show that's been on forever, and I'm addicted to it now on Amazon. The Americans. Do you know the show? The Americans?
No, I've
think
never
you
heard
would
it.
Like it. It's about Russian spies living in America as Americans, spying on, obviously, America. But here's something I think, just because of where our company is based, you guys might be interested in. I was watching it and watched it several times yesterday. The trailer for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City came out yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I actually would be interested to see what The Real Housewives in Salt Lake City are like.
Well, the funniest thing is they're like, you know, as Mormons, we don't drink. Then they show a scene of them doing shots and doing all this crazy stuff, jumping in hot tubs and doing all this stuff. So that intrigues me, and it comes out soon. But how Real Housewives can you get to be in Salt Lake City?
That's hilarious. My dad keeps telling me to watch Away on Netflix. It's a
show. Everybody's raving about it.
Oh, so you've heard of this? Yeah, I actually haven't even heard of it until he was telling me. He said, yeah, I guess it's like astronauts on a 3-year mission to Mars. It stars Hilary Swank. That was like his pitch to me, my pops. He's like, she doesn't just take any role. You know it's good. Hilary Swank is the star of this show. I'm like, all right, pops.
Dad, she doesn't get offered many roles.
What else is coming on the texting line? We're getting a lot of S Creek. I don't know if I could say it.
Yeah.
It's been out for a moment.
You can't say it.
People are getting on that. S Creek. The
Everybody
Boys.
Loves that.
It's the best.
What about The Boys on Amazon? I heard that's pretty crazy. We're getting some texts for that one.
Art, I'm sure you're into that. The Boys.
Nope, that
are you, or do you prefer The Men?
The Men was a better show. I agree.
Let me just read through here. Cobra Kai. Oh, my God. Everybody's co-signing Cobra Kai. I'm telling you, it's so awesome. You got to watch it. Dark on Netflix.
Oh, my God. My favorite show of all time. It is so good. Oh, my God.
Is it a newer show or it's older?
It's on its third season. Okay. It's been out for the new season just came out a couple months ago. So good. Sci-fi. Also, if you like sci-fi, Lovecraft Country on HBO, done by Jordan Peele. Excellent.
So I was going to ask about that. I actually set a recording for that. I do want to. It looks very interesting.
I don't know if you're going to like it. It's got a lot of really kind of over-the-top sci-fi stuff to it.
I saw a lot of hot African-American guys in there.
Sign them up!
Pretty sure I'm going to like it.
All right, just get past the monsters.
Hey, we're going to take a quick pause. We're coming right back. And so this week at 9:20, we're not doing the Secret Sound warm-up. But you need to know, starting on Monday, the $5,000 Secret Sound Contest is back. So we will be doing it on this show at 8:20 and on 9:20. So get ready. Use this week to get signed up as an insider if you haven't done that. It takes a few seconds at 997now.com. It'll help you win the money because you'll get bonus clues there that we won't give you on the air. So make sure you sign up, 997now.com. Big Bay Mornings. We're coming right back. Hang on.
Wake me up. 997now's Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning.
With Benny and Greg.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Yeah! Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. It is Big Bay Mornings, live on your radio. So, earlier we were sharing the top washed-up actors and actresses. There's a list going around online. Everybody's chiming in with their opinion. The list is changing because, you know, more and more people are throwing names in. But the top three right now, which I think we agree with, Nicolas Cage. Washed up. Right?
Oh, for sure. He's 100%. Yeah, I mean, and has been for years.
And the corniest line is from Con Air when he finally sees his daughter at the end. I bought you a bunny, honey. And he hands her this, like, bunny that's, like, you know, gone through a plane exploding. And it was terrible.
Is that when they play the song, Don't Wanna Close My Eyes? Isn't that the Aerosmith song?
That's Armageddon.
I'm getting my Aerosmith movies mixed up.
Con Air he's got the whole world in his hands. But Bruce Willis from Armageddon is on the list of washed up actors. So Bruce Willis makes it.
Yeah, he does. Although I loved him in Moonlighting. I know y'all don't know that TV show, but that's where he started with Sybil Shepherd. And he was so hot.
John Travolta. Washed up.
Way
for
washed
sure.
up. I mean, way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but he got some. The botched surgery is what washed him up. I
poor
mean,
guy.
Was,
his face doesn't move at all. He was in the. What was the O.J. Simpson show that was on? He played the lawyer. But he had no facial expressions. No matter what, he could have been laughing, crying. You had no idea. Just in
American Crime Story. Yeah, the O.J. trial. Yeah, it was just bad. He was, not good. And I think he played the Kardashian dude.
No, he was F. Lee Bailey.
Ross was Ross Geller from Friends was. Anyway,
he's washed up too.
He is. I mean, that was the only other role I think he's ever done since Friends was that OJ show.
I think he's had like
he played Rob Kardashian, right?
Yeah, I think he's had like three failed sitcoms since Friends, something like that. So every time they always last like two times.
So, but anyway, people have been texting in their opinions. These people are not on the list, but they very well could be. Lindsay Lohan, 650, texted in. Washed up?
I mean, she washed herself up.
She burned out.
707 says, and I love this one because I can't stand him. Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Yes. Washed up.
He's too much.
Bye. Leonardo DiCaprio, 415 texted in.
I don't know if he's washed up, but I could see where he gets on people's nerves.
I love Leo, and he was just in that Tarantino film that did very well.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's funny you mentioned that because somebody just texted in Brad Pitt, and I responded, he just won an Oscar for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know if you could be washed up if you just won an Oscar, can you?
Nina texted in Sharon Stone, for sure, yeah. She was now Sharon Stone. I mean, what was the basic instinct? I mean, that's all I think about.
I bet there's one scene in particular. Yeah. That's all you think about.
I used to have it on VHS. You'd hit the rewind and pause, rewind and pause.
I didn't.
Yeah, you were watching Michael Douglas. I was watching Sharon Stone.
No, because even then he was too old for me. Now he's really too old for me.
There's so many more on this list that people are texting in. And in fact, we'll carry this conversation over to our Facebook Live because we got to get out of here. But at 11 o'clock this morning, we will jump on Facebook. We'd love for you to join us. All you have to do is make sure that you have liked the 99.7 Now page on Facebook. You'll see us go live. We will be back tomorrow, of course, on the radio at 6 a.m. Everybody have a fantastic Thursday. Enjoy your football tonight, gentlemen.
Oh, ladies. My God, I cannot wait.
Yes, have fun. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace.